since we last talked, the downtown streetscape project is officially begun. Last night, the city council discussed an idea of maybe doing a marketing plan, including some advertising and also some wayfinding signs in the downtown area. Can you tell us a little bit about that approach and what the city is going to be doing to help out some of these businesses downtown as the construction project continues?
Yes, one of the concerns of council and staff and obviously a lot of the downtown business owners is obviously the negative impact that a project of this scope is going to have on the day-to-day business. And we are already starting to see a lot of that effect here, even in the first week of the project beginning. And based off of that concern, the city's actually doing something a little bit unconventional in that we discussed at the council meeting last night the concept of us basically paying for a marketing campaign encouraging residents of Knoxville as well as our surrounding communities to continue to come downtown and support our businesses, particularly during this tough time with the construction taking place. I'm not aware of very many communities that have done or do that kind of approach, so that is a little bit unconventional. I think it shows a lot of the concern and the support that the council has for the downtown area with this project. And so the council did approve $15,000 of the utility franchise fee revenues to be used towards doing an advertising campaign on behalf of the downtown as a whole. So we're probably looking at radio ads and some other things to really try and encourage activity in business downtown during this period. Utility franchise fees, one of the purposes that it can be used for is economic development and obviously trying to support our existing businesses, particularly during a tough time like this, we believe is in line with that tenant of the revenue purpose statement. So we'll be using some money towards that. We are going to be looking at also some signage to direct people and let them know what businesses are down there and still open and operating and how to get to them. Sidewalks will continue to be open, so there is pedestrian access to all of those. We're working with the chamber and staff is talking internally about, you know, some outside the box thinking and some ways that we can try to minimize these negative impacts, you know, improve access downtown and really encourage people to come downtown and support those businesses.
And part of that too, I know discussed last night, involved the parking ordinance in the downtown square area. The council agreed that they were going to want to discuss the ordinance too with the supervisors in Marion County as the square surrounds the courthouse, and they'll be talking, it sounds like, hopefully next Tuesday with the supervisors at their regular meeting to kind of get everyone on the same page.
Yes, I'll be talking with the county, trying to get that on the agenda for next Tuesday morning. We do want to go talk to them. I mean, communication is key through a lot of this. We do want to go and reach out to them and share some of the concerns that we've been hearing from the downtown business owners regarding parking accessibility around the square, whether or not there's some flexibility and some ideas on how we can open up that parking downtown during this period.
Also last night, the council approved an agreement with the DNR, and it involves some of the things that we've been talking about water reclamation-wise. Can you talk about that agreement and what it means long-term for the citizens of Knoxville?
Yeah, this is an issue we've been working on for quite some time. Actually, a lot of it even predates me as being here as the city manager. But with some of the mandates coming down, first of all, from the EPA at the federal level, which then trickles through the state, Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, and then eventually down to us as the city, is we can't have any overflows basically outside the system where stormwater or sewage is making it to the natural waterways without being properly treated. And so we have had some occurrences of that, particularly during significant rain events where that's occurred. And as a result of that, the DNR has been trying to work with the city to try and get some of those issues resolved. When I first got here, the main thing was putting in a large-scale water retention basin and doing some significant upgrades to the wastewater treatment plant. We've been able to talk with the DNR and come up with, I believe, a more rational approach, and that being, first, let's focus on trying to remove some of that stormwater from our sanitary sewer system, which would let us track some better data statistics as far as how much flows are we having, what's the impact when we have significant rainstorms, et cetera, what is our peak demand, and some of those kinds of things, as opposed to using a storm that happens maybe once every 20 or 30 years and trying to build a plant to handle all that capacity, to really talking about, you know, maybe it's an event that happens every 5 or 10 years. What that does is that reduces, one, the size of the retention basin that we need to construct out at the wastewater treatment plant. Two is it reduces the size and scope and updates necessary to the wastewater treatment facility. Each of those, we're talking millions of dollars to do. It buys us some more time as far as when we need to do that. And ultimately, I think in the long run, is it'll save significant costs to the city of Knoxville and ultimately to the residents of Knoxville, which translates basically to your monthly sewer bill. There's already been a lot of concern regarding the amount of the bill that the sewer aspect is responsible for. And so we're trying to really try to minimize that. One, still trying to be in compliance with the regulations that are being given to us, but to try and really do it in an effective and cost-efficient manner that the city can deal with. I mean, it's still going to be expensive and costly to the city to handle, but we're trying to reduce that cost as much as we can. One of the advantages with what we've agreed to with the DNR is there is still some mandates coming down from the federal government and trickling through the states regarding nutrient removal. Basically, what the agreement did last night is we've agreed to take significant steps regarding INI removal from the system. In the future, once we have that proper data, look at what upgrades need to be done to our treatment plant to resolve those issues. But basically, we have a 10-year period to do that. And by us taking those steps, the DNR has agreed not to require the city to address those nutrient mandates at this point. And they're issuing us basically a permit to operate the wastewater treatment plant, which we have not had here for several years. That expired several years ago, and due to our negotiations and not being able to come to agreement on things, we have not had a new one issued, and we've been operating underneath that old permit. So one, we'll get a new permit that's good for a 10-year period. So we'll be operating in full compliance, and we'll have some time to gather data and make some improvements. And hopefully when it's time to make those improvements, we'll be able to do that in a much more cost-effective manner, which means less money out of the pockets of our local citizens.
All right, and finally here today, I know that there's been some discussion about the VA campus and the KVA in recent weeks, and you released a statement as well last week. You mentioned something coming up on the agenda, possibly in a meeting in the next couple of weeks about the VA campus. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, previously we had some conversations, you know, hypothetically and conceptually with representatives from the Knoxville Veterans Alliance regarding some of the challenges that they're having in negotiating the lease with the VA and whether or not the city would be interested in taking over that lease from the VA. There are some pros and cons to that, that it is worth discussion. But up to this point, we had never really received a formal offer from the Knoxville Veteran Alliance for us to take over that lease from them, even though we had some discussions internally regarding it. My anticipation is that at the next council meeting, we will receive something in writing and formally from Knoxville Veterans Alliance requesting the city to consider that formally. So I anticipate at the next council meeting, we will talk about that. Again, the goal of the city is basically long-term effects. We don't want to be involved more than we have to be in the solution, but we are willing to be involved in the solution as much as we need to be to make sure that that is repurposed and becomes an asset to the city and the community of Knoxville again. And so we need to have some discussion as far as long-term, what's the right approach? How do we protect the interests of the community as a whole for the foreseeable future? Not just for the next 75 years, but permanently for the foreseeable future. So those are some of the discussions that we're going to have to talk about. My response to that and my statement on that is available on the city website. So it is out there if anyone wants to see that response in full detail.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Harold?
Just again, you know, downtown streetscape has begun. I know it can be a little bit inconvenient, and some people may have to walk a little bit and deal with a little bit of noise and dust, but please support these downtown businesses during this time. You know, it's not going to do us a whole lot of good to have a beautiful downtown when we're all done and no businesses down there. So it's important that we support these businesses through this period, and we continue to benefit from them as an asset within our community.